Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Thank you for tuning in on Blog Talk Radio all the way around the world, from Indonesia to France to Brazil. Thank you so much, Russia, Canada. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And for all those on Facebook Live, thank you so much for tuning in. Today, I was bringing about this, what did I say about it on Tuesday? You know, God created you in His image, and a transgender track sensation he sparked controversy after dominating this year's NCAA Women's Track Championship, said that he had no benefit to being a man claiming to be a woman. My thoughts on that. I also want to get into Donna Brazel. I mean, okay, Trump won the election, and they still, well, she still thinks that, you know, Russia is the whole reason why Trump won, and Russia, and it's like, make America great. Do something. Help your community. Help out. Be there. Joe Biden's presidential campaign has admitted again that there was plagiarism, because, like, when he sent out stuff about this massive climate change plan, they didn't have, like, you know, cited stuff. And, well, you need that. You need that. And, well, he obviously, once they found out that it wasn't there, they instantly fixed it so they can hopefully try to get out of, you know, the plagiarism thing. But hey, if they fixed it that fast, why didn't they do it in the first place? AMC Theaters threatens to pull The Walking Dead out of Georgia over abortion laws. Never watched it and never plan on it. That sounds so childish, but since they're going to take The Walking Dead out of Georgia, why don't they take CNN too? The American flag makes me sick, says former Colorado Democrat candidate Sierra Roa. She goes on a hinged rant about we have people in this country that are on our government, and they this flag makes them sick. Their own nation's flag. Bette Midler just recently deleted a tweet that, you know, I hope someone stabs Trump. You know, you have Eminem making a mock video where he kills Trump. I mean, I disagreed with Obama, but it didn't mean I wanted him killed. I don't get it. Both the political and elected officials are recognizing that the cannabis prohibition is a failed policy, and that was reflected in the committee's approval of the HB 110 today. I'm going to get into that, because they're starting to find out that, hey, I think they might be on the way to doing some sort of federal legalization of cannabis. And also want to get into some Manchester United Premier League news. So welcome to the program that I hope you all feel a part of. And don't forget, Job 19:25. But as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and He will stand upon the earth at last. Think about that as you're going through your day today. And I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And, you know, I'm going to get into this, because this is what gets me. Because you have Fox News channels, one of their anchors, Donna Brazel, the black lady, what color doesn't matter, but she was the one that was giving Hillary Clinton the questions in advance. her team. Well, you know, Hillary Clinton lost the election because Russia, Russia, Russia. Okay. If Hillary Clinton won the election, I would still want to make America great. I would still want to do stuff. I'd still want to be there and help and try to change things for the better. All you hear is, all you see is, well, you know, we got to impeach Trump. We got to go after Trump. He's done all this stuff wrong. How dare he? Well, how is that fixing anything? Okay, if you don't think Trump is doing anything right, then what are you doing to fix it? What are you doing to, well, you know, I mean, yeah. Okay, so like if you have a church and you have a donation and you don't think that, man, dude, I've lived on the streets, man. They don't need that stuff, man. I know. I've been there. Do you complain and complain about the fact that what they're donating and what they're collecting is not what they need? Or are you fixing it? Hey, I'm going to, you can donate that stuff. They're not going to use that stuff. I'm going to get stuff I know they need. I'm going to step up and I'm going to get what they need. I'm going to do what they need. I'm going to get what they need. I'm going to get what they need. And that's what's going on. You know, all they do is complain and complain. Well, we're going to impeach him. Okay, so what? Bill Clinton was impeached. How did that fix anything? Ooh, he lost his law license. He still has millions of dollars. I don't get it. Why don't they want to fix anything? So what? Impeach Trump. He's going to be in the White House. It's not going to get him out of the White House. But just remember, folks, when Kenneth Starr came out and said, hey, this is the charges that I can't file anything, but this is what we found that Bill Clinton did illegally. Comey never, you know, Mueller never came out and said Trump did anything. But everyone says, oh, when you heard his speech, he admitted that Trump, he didn't say it, but we know Trump. We know Russia. Yeah, I voted for Trump, and Russia had no part in it. You know, no one talks about all those people that were caught on video. You know, what you want to do, folks, just kind of keep this on the down low, but what you want to do is, if you see a bunch of Trump ballots, just kind of throw them in the trash, you know. Just throw them in the trash. Don't try to be too obvious, but, you know, try to just throw as many as you can away. And when they found out they were being videotaped, they got in the car and took off running. No one talks about that. All they want to do is Trump and Russia, Trump and Russia, Trump and Russia. Well, what about, how is that fixing anything? How are you making this country great? Like going back to the example with the homeless. If what you think the church is gathering isn't going to be useful to homeless people, then are you getting them to change and get something better? Like, this is what they really need? Or are you going out there, hey, I'm going to collect stuff. I'm going to collect that. The church will donate it also, but I'm going to get what I know they really need. Got to think about it like that. And you know, I guess that's what gets me, because it's sad that you have to bring it up all the time, that all they do is keep going after Trump and Trump and Trump and Russia and Trump and Russia. They disrespect him about everything he does.
Did you hear of what they've said about his speech today?
Uh-uh.
Oh, first of all, the UK press fell in love with Melania, love her. And they can't say enough good about him. And our press is saying that this speech was his best speech he's ever done because he stuck to a script. You know, it wasn't because he didn't do a Trump speech. They loved his speech. His speech was was one of the best he's ever done. I loved his State of the Union a little bit, but about the same. But oh my goodness, yeah. They're loving it, but they have to put a twist on it. It's not because of him. It's because he stuck to us the teleprompter.
Wow.
Yeah. They just can't say anything nice about him.
Yeah, I know they can't. I mean, it's just sad. And don't forget, folks, if you want to ask a question, you can. If you're on Block Talk, you can call in. If you, I can't see who's on here, so if you want to say hi or like or whatever, all the different things.
Or just like.
Or just like, I do have a conversation page. I do have a PayPal thing on there if you want to help donate. I'm always taking donations. So we can make this conversation that I've been doing for a long time. If you're new to the conversation, this is not new what I'm doing. Just the Facebook Live thing is fairly, like I did for a while. I did like 10 minutes where I go live and then, okay, folks, we're leaving Facebook Live. Now we're going back to Blog Talk. So all those.
Well, that was because I was studying their holding.
Yeah, my wife was holding it.
Tripod.
Yeah. And I didn't know if I would even continue the Facebook Live. But yeah, it's just one of those things. So I've been doing this conversation for like since 2009. Off and on in various forms. So it's just one of those things. I mean, because it's Pride Month, and I want to stand up because I'm prideful of being a man. You know,
straight pride.
We have the solid rainbow. It's one color. Your favorite. But there's a transgender, the guy that claims he's a woman and dominated in the NCAA track championships, and he's claiming that because he was a man and the testosterone and all this stuff that's in him, it didn't change. It wasn't like a benefit. It's not like, well, because I'm a man, I dominated, you know? Nah, it's not the case. That's what he claims. I don't know. You could say that, though, I guess, because, I mean, put me in a track thing, I'd run like 100 meter and I'd be like in so much pain, I'd be so much hurt, and I'm like, oh, shouldn't have done that, but you know, just, you know, but I have muscle issues, so I can't run. But it's just sad. C.C. Telfer, he had records and all kinds of stuff with Franklin Pierce University in women's track. And because I'm a man, that wasn't a benefit. And a lot of people tend to disagree because guess what? A lot of these women's records were actually shattered by a man. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. And it's just, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't understand, you know. I guess I was born a man and believe I'm a man. And some people aren't, but I mean, just sad when, I mean, imagine if you want to dominate in the, imagine if you came in second, okay, well, the person that won the events that beat me was a man. Because I bet you if you look at world records, I bet you there's some track records that the difference between men's track records and women's are somewhat different. Now, I'm not talking like a huge difference, but, you know, in track, like, if you have a pimple, you can win the race. Thank God for that mole on my nose. Whew, I won that one. Get a nose extension. Be like Pinocchio. I won the race. I won the 100 meter race and I only ran 50 meters because of my nose. But it's just this weird world we live in. I never thought I would see a day where men would be running in women's track events. I mean, I'll put this out there. You might see a day where there is no men or women's track, where it's just all, everyone runs together. sort of like they have that South Park episode where they have like the future people. The future people are people that are a mix of all races and all colors and all creeds, and they have one language, which is a mix of English, French, Spanish, well, all languages. And, you know, it's like, oh, pretty soon we're going to have, like, well, we can't, I mean, like, that university, Virginia Tech, that has separate graduations. I mean, pretty soon I think you won't have separate events. You'll just have, okay, this is the track and field. Every, you know, and women, you're going to have to step up your game or whatever, because you're going to compete against everybody. Don't matter. At least in wrestling, they have weight classes, so you're not a 120-pound person wrestling a 400-pound person. Maybe they need to do that in track, you know? Oh, well, this is not the first time. But plagiarism panic is Joe Biden's campaign claims citations inadvertently left out of the climate plan. They didn't mean to. If they didn't mean to do it, it's amazing how quick they were to fix it. They could have said, well, oh, wow, we forgot that. We apologize. We'll get on that and we'll get it fixed. No, they like fixed it so quick. But remember, Joe Biden's plagiarism accusations draw more scrutiny after he and, you know, back in 1988, there were charges that he plagiarized in 1988. It's not the first time he's been accused of plagiarizing and leaving stuff out. And you know, it's one of those things that it kind of happens over. He's like Energizer Bunny. He keeps plagiarizing and plagiarizing and plagiarizing. You know, his team should be smart enough to realize, yeah, you need to cite those sources. You know, I use Breitbart for a lot of my sources. Every once in a while, I get on and I tell people, hey, this is the song, this is who wrote it, this is what it is. It's just one of those things. I mean, it's but, you know, when you, it's just, I just don't understand this world where you have, it's to the point where no matter what, and I've said this on the program many times, but, like, okay, people are not, you have this world where no matter what Trump does, no one likes him. And no matter what he could screw up and then still like him. And it's, and it's just sad that, you know, you have people that just, like, on the left, that no matter what he says, no matter what he does, no matter, they hate him. They don't like him. He can't do anything right, even though he's doing a great job. It's sad. Because I remember a time when, hey, I may not agree, but hey, he's not doing a bad job. You know? We need to step back and get into the world where you like a candidate, but not 100% of every single solitary thing they do. There are going to be things about Trump you don't like. There's going to be things about, I hope if you voted for Hillary Clinton, there are things she's going to say and do that you disagree with. I hope that would have been the case. But 90% of them, though, that wouldn't have been the case. That wouldn't have been the case, you know. And that's what's so wrong in this world. You have so many people in this world that just, like, if Hillary Clinton would have gotten elected, they would have praised her for every single solitary thing she did, no matter what. When is it going to, when are people going to wake up and realize that Venezuela and Russia are not failed socialism? You know, you can't take Russia and Venezuela and use them as examples to say that socialism failed. Okay, Cuba. North Korea. They are a type of, and that's what people don't realize. Socialism is a generic term. Communism is a part of is a type of socialism. A Juche ideology is a type of socialism. There's a democratic socialism like France, where like one in five people say one or five out of ten say that civil war is the only thing it's going to take to get their country back, because they're tired of being overtaxed. And the prime minister come, okay, your last two paychecks at the end of the year, we're not going to put any you're not going to get any taxes taken out, because there were people that were going ballistic. Now, if you don't remember, I talked about this about a month or two ago on the EWNT, the EWTN network, the Catholic network. They did a show called, it was like a wolf in sheep's clothing, and how they tried to get, since Catholics are a huge voting bloc, we're huge. Well, let's get Saul Alinsky and let's get his policies and his beliefs indoctrinated into the hierarchy of the church, and then they'll spread that out, and then you'll have tens of millions of Catholics supporting this socialism, this social justice, all this social justice stuff, and all this, let's have campaigns, and let's have all this stuff, let's have, you know, we need to have like rallies for women's rights and social justice and all this stuff, and the inner cities and all this stuff. And because Americans will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the term liberalism, they'll eat it up. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make things to where, okay, let's pass this law that they know. Let's pass this healthcare bill. Well, they know no one's going to go for it. They know it's going to fail. They made sure it's going to fail, so that then they can put a single payer healthcare system in. How can we do stuff so that when it doesn't work, they can keep adding to it or make it stronger, to where bit by bit they take away your freedom, and they slowly grab a hold. Well, the roads are bad, but they could be a little bit better with just a little bit more money. And like in Michigan, we're starting to find out that, hey, I've given my money up three times in tax raises and tax hikes. The roads are getting worse, not better. They're starting to wake up. But now the NFL dishes out $20 million in grants to social justice causes. So if you give money to the NFL, now you're donating to social justice causes, and you're supporting what Saul Alinsky was all about. Trying to divide this nation, trying to have class warfare, trying to have the ends justify the means. Get the book Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky and read the thing. That's what they're trying to push today. You need to be in and up on this stuff so that you know what's going on, so you know what's happening in this world. It's your money. You know, you're okay giving, okay, if someone walks up to you, somebody you don't know, are you just going to hand over your money? Well, Uncle Sam's somebody you don't know. You're just going to give your money to the government? I don't. That's why they don't want Trump in the White House, because he's proving how useless these politicians are. He's showing what I told you time and time again. Okay, Joe Biden was doing presidential stuff in 1988. Look at how long some of these politicians that are blaming Trump for the problems, look at how many of them have still that were in D.C. when Reagan was in the White House complaining about him. See, what's happening is these politicians have built a castle. See, this was a nice place, America was. And these politicians have built a castle to keep themselves away from everyone else. And now people are like, wait a minute, where's my castle? Where's all my fancy things? And people are starting to see, well, wait a minute here. You've been in that castle an awful long time. Nothing's changing. Just do your homework. Look into it. You'll see a Democrat-controlled House and Senate and a Democrat presidency. Then you'll see nothing really changes. So then you have a Republican House and Senate control with a Democrat president. Nothing gets done. Then you see a Republican that runs the White House and you have a Republican-controlled House and Senate. Nothing gets done. Then the Democrats take over and then and it goes back and forth between the House and Senate being controlled by Democrats with the Republican in office. And then when the Republican's in office, then it goes back and forth between the Republicans controlling the House with the Republican in the White House or Democrats controlling the House when the Democrats in the White House. And then when nothing changes, okay, nothing changed, so let's get Republicans in the House and Senate with the Democrat. Maybe something will change. Nope. Well, since the Democrat-controlled House and Senate with the Democrat president didn't make anything better, maybe the Republicans in the House and Senate will fix it all. Nope. Well, maybe we need Republican in the White House with a House and Senate controlled by Republicans. Nope, that didn't work. Like, people go back and we go back and forth between Democratic-controlled House and Senate and Republican-controlled, and nothing changes. Nothing gets done. Nothing fixes. If one party was great, if Republicans are really that great or Democrats are really that great, you would keep them time and time and time again. You know, sort of like a restaurant. If you have a restaurant and it's successful, here we go. We got this plan. Let's run this model. Let's run this model. It works. You want to look at different restaurants and see what's successful and what's not successful. And go from there and say, you know what? Are you gonna do a business model after the ground's round, which is not around anymore? Are you gonna do enough for McDonald's? I look at McDonald's. I look at Wendy's to see how they're dominating in the
Burger King's the best.
Oh, whatever. See, when I started my restaurant, I didn't want no gimmicky name. When I went to California and I saw the title McDonald's, I knew I had to have it. I knew I had to do whatever it took to have it. If I had to kill everyone in that restaurant and steal that name.
Okay. We know you saw the movie The Founders.
Oh, I worked there, so I know you learn about that. And the guy was ruthless.
You said that that's actually true because you watched that.
He's very ruthless. When he saw that, he goes, I know that's going to be mine. I'm going to do whatever it takes. But you're going to follow a good business plan, not a bad business plan. If Democrats were really great or Republicans were really great, wouldn't you have a House controlled by the Republicans and a presidential?
McDonald Brothers would have been ruthless or even a little bit more. They might not have lost it.
Yeah. But that's going back to my point. If one party was really great, you would keep the Democrats or the Republicans in House and Senate with the Democrat president or Republican president. You would keep them because things would be doing going in the right direction. But it's not. Do I have more money in my pocketbook? Yes, I do. Are things, is inflation killing me? Yes. I don't know if you ever remember that. Hello, folks, I'm Clouton Sheets, and one of the biggest questions I get asked is, I keep trying to save up for a down payment. My whole point is, with my no money down payment system, you don't need a down payment to buy a house. It's the whole basis of my system. And he said, the problem you have is most people are saving for a down payment, and real estate prices are rising faster than they're saving. And that's how it is. Okay, I'm getting 10 bucks in my pocketbook. Yeah, under Obama, I didn't have 10 bucks in my pocketbook, but I have 10 bucks now. But that 10 bucks is like 4 bucks, the equivalent. It's that simple. Got about 29 minutes or so left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Man with Mike Kyle. Thank you for listening on Blog Talk Radio or on Facebook Live. Just an FYI, I can't see who's on there. So if you want to like or whatever, shout out, whatever, because I can't tell who's in or out. Or, you know, every once in a while, my wife will say, this person's online, that person's online, but don't know how long or whatever. But it's not till the end that I get like 40 views or 50 views. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And, you know, yeah, I have more money, but the money's not valuable. It's getting so devalued. It's sort of like a lot of those comics. There are so many comics that when they came out, like I have so many comics that what it cost to buy them brand new in the grocery store or wherever, you can't sell them for what the face value is on them. I have so many that basically you can just, people will like give them to you for dang or anything. Here. And so, like, my friend, when she tried to give me a bunch of tape cassettes, so I thought I was going to take your tape player because I have some cassettes I'd love to listen to, but, oh, no, I just got a whole bunch of tape cassettes I'm trying to get rid of. I'm like, no, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, there's a lot of people that, and what's even crazier is on Buy and Sell here on Facebook, because I'm a huge NASCAR fan, it was, and they have thrown that, NASCAR has been thrown in the septic tank, it's gone in the toilet. And I mean, you go on Buy Sell here on Facebook, and there are people that have like, I got 200 diecasts I'm trying to sell. You know, if there's one that you like, let me make me an offer. I see tons of people selling all their like figurines and NASCAR match boxes and all that stuff. Because it's going in the toilet. America is, I mean, you can't expect one guy to fix stuff like that's been going on for a very, very long time. But he's doing the best job he can. And that's the problem. Inflation is killing us. That's why you have to pay for air at the gas pump. Inflation. Yeah, I have 10 bucks in my pocket, but heck, I remember when you used to be able to get a 24-pack of Coke at Walmart on sale for like $3.99. And it was like limit 6, and we would split up money, and my mom would get 6, my sister would get 6, and I'd get 6. Because it was dirt cheap. Now you spend, I think I got my wife a case of cherry, not case, a 12-pack of cherry Coke, and it was like $4.78. It's called inflation. All your money is not as valuable as it used to be. Hello, Tom. But I'm going to get, I've always wondered this, and this is cool. I was watching a video today talking about the value of the dollar. I'm a coin collector. I love precious metals. And I was wondering, a guy bought, it's not Goldschlager, but it's like a Frank Goldschlager. It's a liqueur that has like the gold flakes in it. And he, I was wondering, like, wonder how much that is. And he actually has all the tools and melts it down and everything and gets, I think after he melted it all down and cleaned it up and everything, he got like 85 cents worth of gold. Because it's very malleable. But it's one of those things that this, you know, everyone's like, I want $15 an hour. I want $20 an hour. Well, that's great. I want to have the dollar more valuable so that my $10 an hour job or $12 an hour job can pay. That's the problem. There's tons of jobs out there, but okay, well, I'm going to make 12. I can't live on that. I can't make it on that. There are lots and lots of jobs out there, but when you look at how much you're going to pay, you can't live on that. You couldn't pay rent on that. You can't survive on that. You have to have like three jobs. I've said this many times. It's to get to a state in this country to where one person can provide for a family of four, that's gone. That's why, and they want to have all these social justice programs. Well, we're here to help you. We want social justice. We want to give money. That's what they want to divide because they know that, well, we need to have retribution. We need to give money to these people because their ancestors were slaves and they need to get retribution. They need to get money or something for the pain and suffering they went through. Well, then my ancestors that were coal miners, I should be getting a couple hundred million for what they went through. See the whites of my pupils? That's all you could see when they came out of the Pennsylvania coal mines. They lived in a house that was owned by the Pennsylvania Coal Mining Company. You had currency that wasn't even real. It was just made by the coal company. You can only use it in a coal store. It was worthless. You have a break at work? Thank a coal miner. You have rights? Thank a coal miner. The Molly Maguires fought for the rights. They owned you. They had every piece of documentation. So they knew exactly how much money you had. So they would rig the books so you can never get ahead. That's why, who knows if our name is even correct? Because in the coal mines, people change their names over and over again to try to get out from under all the debt and stuff that the coal miners would have them in. Oh, but don't worry. Don't worry, folks. We need to have social justice. We need to resurrect Solovinsky. And this is how bad it is. Because Rob Reiner demands Nancy Pelosi impeach and imprison Trump. On what grounds? How is it's just sad that they don't want to do anything. You know, if you get to be on a beach today and get to relax and get to have freedom, thank a vet that, you know, these kids today, one of my favorite things I've seen recently is they had a bunch of kids, you know, like a bunch of Bernie Sanders supporters, and it goes, we're going to start a revolution, and had a World War II vet lighting up a cigarette, and he goes, you couldn't start a lawnmower. These kids today don't get it. They don't understand. They don't want to do. They're in this instant, like when they have those, one of my favorite YouTube channels is where they have like these kids that are from this generation and they're like, here's a Walkman. What's a Walkman? Well, oh, those old MP3 players? Yeah, but this way you'd put a tape cassette and if you ever listen to an album of your favorite artist, yeah, you would only have one album in at a time.
Huh?
Or they'd have like, they have them try to figure out how to use a typewriter, or how to use like an Atari 400. Where's the internet? There is no internet. Internet is so relatively, for the mainstream person, internet is very, 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 very new. Granted, back in maybe the 70s, you had some form of internet, but it would have been like a computer as big as our apartment. You know, and you would have been sending messages from one government agency to another. It's crazy. These kids and this generational gap that we have, that they don't, that they're so out of touch. They're so out of touch. They're so out of, there's no respect anymore. You can't do anything. You know, I respect my parents. I respect my elders because, okay, if I got out of line, I got beat. So I didn't get out of line. It's one of those things we have that, you know, people just want to, we have a throwaway society. I remember when I was a kid, we had like, I think like 15 years plus, 17 years plus, we had a dishwasher and a washing machine. Now, just buy the cheapest one, because in about 4 years, it's going to go no matter what one you get. Doesn't matter if you spend, if you get the KitchenAid top of the line $2,000 dishwasher. We got, my mom got one time. Spent good money on it, and it was like you had to listen to hear if it was even working. And all of a sudden, like at it was so loud and funny, and it went like within like 2 years. Just nothing's made to last anymore. You know, the phones are just like throwaway. You know, well, 2 years and they're gone. And you have this, these kids don't get lasting value of anything. And it's sad. I guess I didn't have, I grew up before technology took over, and I was able to appreciate everything and appreciate what my mom and dad had and earned and what they did and the value of a dollar. Not anymore. Now it's like people just, you have this world where no matter what happens in this world, you have people that, well, oh, if Trump spends a dollar, how dare he? Obama spends $50 billion? Sure, why not? Let's give $100 billion to Iran. It's okay. It's fine. And we owe them money. You can say we owe all you want. It doesn't mean you have to give it to them. That's what I think about. And then you have like, I mean, Oakland, California has joined the Shroom Gang by becoming the second U.S. city to decriminalize possession of hallucinogenic mushrooms and other things. And I think they've even legalized peyote, psychoactive cacti, which is an endangered species, by the way, because to go from a plant that is small to where it's usable, it takes, what is it, like 9 years or something? Yeah. You there?
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, fine, thank you. I'm calling from Southern California.
What's your name?
Suzette.
Okay. Welcome to the program. What would you like to talk about?
Thank you for taking my call. Oh, I was just listening to your show. It's the first time I came across it on BTR. And so I was just calling to listen, but since you picked up my call, I was just going to I'd say that most of the items that are made today, well, today, like you were saying, the washing machines or any type of mechanical mechanisms, devices, whatever. Well, most of our industry, you know, had left America, and so we buy cheap from China and, you know, and all these other places. And so that's why they're throwaways, because we don't have that industry anymore. But Trump is bringing it back slowly, thank goodness. And so while these things may cost a little bit more in the future, it's better to be a frugal buyer, as far as still these items will be long lasting because they'll be made in America. You know, we have better steel than China. And even Germany's parts that they have for mechanical devices are better made than China, but they're also more expensive. And so why buy from them when we can make it here? So I'm really glad that our manufacturing is coming back, again, slowly, but, you know, it didn't leave overnight, so we can't expect it to be back overnight. We just have to be patient.
Exactly. Yeah. Because, like, when you ever watch that show American Pickers, and they had the signs that were made of steel and aluminum, and now they're just paper throwaway signs that, you know, that, and it's just stuff made back then was American made. It was made to last. It was made to go from generation to generation. And as we slowly moved everything over to China, it's gone to basically throwaway stuff. And it's nice to see that it hopefully will slowly come back to being more made in America and get back to the stuff that I grew up with, that you grew up with, that was made to last.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. And so when they're throwaway items, we, you know, these 99-cent stores that pop up all over and Dollar Generals may be fine for the moment, but again, you know, they're throwaway. So wouldn't you rather spend a little bit more to have something last a lot longer than to buy over and over and over and over cheap? Because eventually it adds up and you end up paying more.
Oh, I know. Exactly. Yep.
So the Dollar Generals and so forth are good in the sense because the economy was in the tank, you know, during President Bush and Obama. But now that it's coming back, I hope to start seeing those disappear and bring a lot more of the mom and pop shop backs.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Oh, I was just going to say, as for the kids today and their generation, you're right. You know, everything's digitized and instant, and so instant gratification. So they don't know the meaning of patience, and they want it now, and they don't want to wait. And you know, their parents, for some reason, I guess because, well, maybe yeah, it is because both parents have to work, so they have a guilt complex. So rather than to spend time with their kid, they'll buy them what they want. You know, here you go, kid. Here's some money, and here's a computer or your iPhone or whatever, because I feel guilty because I have to work and can't spend time with them. You know,
yeah.
So that doesn't help.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, because I know when I was a kid, my mom would, like, leave me in the car and go into shop. You couldn't get away with that now.
No. And that's because a few parents spoiled it for the rest. I mean, you had parents locking their kids up in the car in the dead of, you know, summer. And so can't really do that because the kid's going to die. And there were kids, I think, that did die, too, because of that, because they weren't very smart by locking their kids, leaving the windows up and stuff. But my mom didn't have to work. I was fortunate. My dad went to work every day and middle class family. But she was home, and there were other mothers that were home as well. I graduated in 85. So it was nice to have mom home, you know, pick us up from school, or, you know, that she'd be home when we got home from school. Nowadays that's gone, but hopefully that will come back.
Yeah.
If we can get this feminist movement out of the way.
Oh, I know. Because I was always taught to, we're all human beings, you know. There can be a woman that's better than you at something, but you might be better at her at something. And this notion that, you know, that women are 100% suppressed and, you know, they, you know, all this stuff. And, you know, and he doesn't, he's not, you know, I have friends where I work that were, three are from Togo, Africa, and two of them are from Kenya. And they loved Barack Obama for one reason, not because he was a good president, because if he can come from Africa, being born there, and grow up to become the leader of the free world, then we can dream big. We don't have any barriers. There is no female barrier. There is no Asian barrier or black barrier or poor barrier or rich barrier that keeps you from having the opportunities. If you want it, it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it,
yeah.
And I think it's something you have to have.
Yes, I agree. I think there's a political party, and I wish that there would just be no party, because when you have a two-system party, you're just asking for trouble. And it's been said by our founding fathers as well that they didn't want a two-system party because it pits people against each other and divides people for the stupidest reasons. I mean, the whole feminist thing is, I think, more of just a political thing. Maybe some women, I think, maybe brainwashed into believing that they're inferior and that they're being oppressed for some reason. But there isn't anything out there as far as employment goes or anything else, sports, that prevents them from achieving whatever it is that they want to go for. But when you have to lower the standards in order for them to qualify for that, that's a problem. And they think that they're entitled to that for some reason, and that's not equality. That means they're lowering the standard for you. And that's not equal. If you want to be equal, then you need to match that bar or
yeah.
Beat it to get what
yeah.
you want.
Exactly.
So, yeah. I raised my sons. They're grown now, but they respect their elders. And, you know, it's just a shame that, that the next generation after me didn't feel as strongly as you know, to put restrictions. They're children. They have to have
yeah.
boundaries, you know, instead of this freedom to do whatever that they want because they want them to be free thinkers.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're kids.
Yeah.
You have to have limitations, you know. You have to have rules and structure. Otherwise, they become wild hooligans.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the big issues with this is so many people have this idea that equal opportunity should have equal outcome. You can give everyone the same ingredients to make a pie, but one's going to make a better pie because they're going to put more heart and soul and love into it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that's the problem. So many kids are brought up with this, well, if I'm given the same opportunity, I should have the same outcome, whether I put in the effort or not.
Yeah. And that's socialism, because everybody's the same. Nobody can
yeah.
be better than anybody else, because that's not right, that you're better than somebody else, so you need to take yourself down a couple of notches. Not be so good at basketball, or not be so good at school, or or your job.
Yeah.
That's where that whole stupid everybody gets a trophy thing comes from. And it's like,
yeah.
no. What happened to sportsmanship?
No.
You know, you lose, then that just means that you got to work that much harder so next time you can win, you know.
Yeah.
So you got to work at it. Requires work, but this society now is being taught that work is a bad thing.
Exactly.
You know, to work hard for something is a bad thing, and it should just be given to you, like you said, equal opportunities and equal outcome, which is BS.
It is. It is.
Okay. Where are you broadcasting from?
I'm from Indiana, Lafayette, where Purdue University is.
Oh, okay.
I'm about 60 miles away from the World Center of Racing, Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Oh, nice. I'm about 2 hours from the San Diego border.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. We don't see too much action here in Ontario. My husband and I were just discussing it the other night as far as this whole immigration thing. It's kind of skipped over us and went into Los Angeles and San Francisco and Oakland and all of that. So we're kind of blessed in that way with the city we live in. Even though it's big, we're okay. There aren't any people in the streets or, you know, mass migration or anything like that going on. So that's good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because I've worked in the restaurant business most of my life outside of doing my radio show, and I cannot tell you how many times somebody comes in with the police. I'm looking for so-and-so. Well, he's my dishwasher. No, I'm him. He's using my name, my social security number, my ID.
Oh, is that right? Wow.
He's filing taxes in my name, everything. But everyone that I have all my friends on the list saying, oh, it's, immigration isn't a problem. I'm like, well, every place I've worked, every Mexican, I mean, we've had Mexicans pass background checks, and then he's dating some girl, and when they get into a fight, she turned him in as being illegal, and when they looked it up, his numbers didn't match, and they were forced to leave work.
Jeez. Well, hopefully this threat of the tariffs to Mexico, I read something, what was it, yesterday, saying that Mexico's working now to avoid the tariffs, so they're working on, you know, the immigration thing, the illegal immigration. So that's good.
Yeah,
I don't know what mainstream media was saying 25%, and Trump kept saying 5%. He wasn't going to, like, jump that high immediately. He just wanted to get them to work with us.
Yeah.
Because of the overflow. Sure. So much misinformation going around. It's sad. Now they want to claim that, go back to the claim, I guess I could say, that the president is mentally unstable. Please.
Oh, I know. Like I've said on the program before, when 9/11 happened, here we are, ABC News, Donald Trump is with us now, Donald Trump on 9/11. What do you think, what were you when the Twin Towers fell? What's your expert opinion? They would always ask him as a professional, what's your expert opinion? What would you do? And now all of a sudden he's president as a Republican, and now they say he's loony.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And now the Republicans are, well, not jumping on board with that, but they were against the tariffs against Mexico to get Mexico to work with us. And it's like, come on, you guys. You're supposed to be working with the president, not against the president.
Yep.
There's only a few good eggs there in Congress right now. The rest of them are hacks. They're Democrats in Republican sheep's clothing.
Yep. Well, I'm going to let you go, dear, because I've only got about 2 minutes left in the program, and I want to thank you so much for calling in, Suzette, and feel free
thank
to
you, Kyle,
call in again.
Thank you, Kyle, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was Suzette, and what she, I hope we can get back to an America where if I ever buy a washing machine or a dryer, it's going to be made in America, better quality, better, like it was back in the day. And I think that we're going to slowly start to get American-made back here. And when I mean American-made, not made in a prison for $0 to the Walmart and save crap tons of money like a lot of their stuff is.
Why not? Let the prisoners work. Let them do all the things that so-called Americans won't do, but immigrants will.
Well, there you go. I can see that. But then if it's going to be a union job that makes $25 an hour,
I'm not saying giving them all that kind of, I'm not going that far now. I'm just saying.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm just
saying. Put them out in the field.
Yeah. Yeah, I got about 60 seconds left in the program, folks, and I want to thank Suzette for calling in and, you know, all those that listen around the world. I didn't get into the Premier League, but hey, that's what happens when I do my show, because when we get talking about stuff, it's just great to have. And I feel sorry, you know, because she lives in a different country, you know, because she's in California. You know, but it's one of those, a lot of people feel bad about that because, okay, I'm a conservative in a place that's 99.9% liberal and they have no voice. And it's not really heard. I had a buddy who lived in San Diego and he moved to Texas because he was, oh yeah, finally getting some tax breaks with Trump, and then they take it away. And he jumped like Steve Harvey tells you to do. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday at 9, good night and God bless. Goodbye.